Yeah. WTIC. Sorry, we'll take everybody on hold. Stay there, and we'll talk after we say hi to Bob Stefanowski, former candidate for governor, still good guy. How are you, sir?
Good, Todd. Happy Tuesday.
Tuesday to you. So there's a new plan for tolls. Now it's bridges.
Yeah, well, two things I wanted to point out. If you spoke about this, I apologize, but every quarter, lobbying groups have to detail how much they've spent on lobbying their various causes.
Mm-hmm.
And a report came out today for the first half of 2019, and there were three groups, a group called Move Forward Connecticut, which is essentially construction and labor associations. There's Connecticut Construction Industries. And a third group is a Democratic lobbying firm that was hired called Global Strategy Group. And the three of those people, those groups, spent a lot of money on tolls. Do you want to guess how much it was for the first half of the year, the legislative session?
Oh, probably
$20,000? $1.3
million. $1.3
million. By all these groups to advocate for tolls.
Now, why would they care whether tolls happen or not?
Yeah, you wonder why. Well, look at the descriptions of the entities. Construction and Labor Association, Democratic lobbying firm.
There is the rigged system right there that Bernie Sanders used to talk about.
Well, I'll tell you what jumps out at you is notollct.org that is on a shoestring budget, and all of your listeners and all the other people that did all this work, and you've got over 60%, despite all that spending by lobbyists advancing tolls. Over 60% of the people in Connecticut still don't want.
Well, that's
tolls.
Yeah. So and it's the people versus the ruling class, the riggers of the system, and the riggers of the system have the money. They spend the money. But if the people rise up and speak, then the people get to be in charge.
I'll tell you, it's one of the best examples. I know people talk about the income tax revolt, and that was terrific, but that was 30 years ago. I can't think of anything in recent history where grassroots people have gotten together to fight back something like this. It really is a testament to your listeners and all these.
Well,
people got outspent by a ton.
They're energized, and you know, money never means everything. Money is helpful, and money sometimes in politics is you need it for entry, for minimal performance. But ultimately, if you don't have the message, you can have all the money in the world. If you don't have the people behind you, it doesn't matter how much money you spend.
Well, and you made a great point earlier. Theoretically, I stress theoretically, the legislators are representing the interests of the people of Connecticut. So you had $1.3 million spent on an issue. The vast majority of people still don't want tolls. And this governor, for whatever reason, refuses to give up on it. There's got to be another reason. I think at this point he's just trying to save face and get anything he can pass, because he announced his entire governorship is based upon implementing tolls.
Well,
I don't think it's tolls anymore.
What do you mean?
That's the issue. I think he's got other more personal reasons. He doesn't want to look like an abject failure.
Well,
but he's got to get something done.
There's also the idea that you've said before, if they get one gantry, then they get tolls, right? Because then they're in this whole business, and announcing a small expansion is much easier than getting off the... Go ahead.
And that's the latest proposal, which is they say just to have bridges, tolls on bridges. And we've talked about this before. Once there's one toll up, they're going to be all over the place. There needs to be zero tolerance on this issue.
Absolutely. Zero tolerance. Just say, no way, Jose. That's my motto.
So I don't know if you have time before the break, but what he came out with today was a new proposal where he's going to spend another $300 million a year for 2 years. And he's only going to do that if we allow him to put up tolls. So first of all, why would we allow this governor to spend another $600 million? And the interesting thing is, if you read it in detail, only $100 million of each of those 2 years is actually going to transportation.
You're talking about the additional toll bonding he wants to do,
yes,
right?
The additional bonding. He wants to do another $300 million a year. And then he says it in a positive way, which is we're going to make sure at least $100 million is put towards transportation.
Yes, well, like we should be excited.
Where's $200 million
going? Yeah, right. And where is that other $200 million going, do you think?
There's no disclosure whatsoever.
Yeah.
I got to believe it's going to special interest groups and other people to get the vote on tolls that he wants.
Like that group of people who are doing all that advertising.
It comes full circle, Todd. It really does. You can't make it up.
Oh,
you know,
man, it's scary. Politics is just scary stuff.
Instead of using the money that's there, put the new car sales tax back into the transportation fund, reprioritize the bonding that's already out there, and you say it all the time, problem's gone. We're spending all this time, all this lobbying money, all of this attention of the public on an issue that's not really an issue because the money's already there. They'd spend it where it was intended to be.
And all this wasted time when problems could have been solved.
Exactly.
All right, Robert, good to talk with you.
Good to talk to you. Good luck on the contest. I may call in and try myself.
No, I'm sorry, you're not allowed.
Okay.
Bob Stefanowski, thank you, sir. Former candidate for governor, always good to talk.